Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Free HIV and AIDS testing in San Antonio has come to a halt due to the federal government cuts to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. This would likely cause the infectious disease to spread and harm San Antonio's public health. We're now joined by Charisse Rohrer Allegrini from the SA AIDS Foundation here to talk about what these federal cuts mean. And Charisse, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
So what is happening? So we've had to halt testing. Does that mean the testing is not being done?
We've had to pause testing. And let me clarify, there's a number of agencies that are affected. And all of us have restarted testing. But at least for us at San Antonio AIDS Foundation, it's at a much reduced level. The funds from the Department of State Health Services have been halted. Most of us have a few other means to test, but it's not sufficient.
So does that mean if they want to be tested for HIV today, where do they go?
So they can come to San Antonio AIDS Foundation, but we do have certain criteria. Because of the City of San Antonio's Reproductive Justice Fund, we can test women. We have another grant that actually is from the CDC that's still coming, a very small number of people, but we can test men who have sex with men. And then we have a couple other grants that allow us to test with Corazon San Antonio. So they could come to us. They can go to ARC. They can go to Beat AIDS. There's a number of places that can test. However, I would call first because there might be some criteria depending on the type of funding that they have available. The state funding was our largest source of funds.
So this loss of funding has made things much more complicated.
Right.
And so we have to figure out, some people can be tested under this grant. It applies to this demographic. And we've got to figure out what bucket of money we're able, or a thimble of money we're able to get from.
Exactly. At SAFE, our funds from the State Health Services, which actually originated at the CDC, account for about 55% of our tests. We test between 350 and 400 people a month. More than 55% of those are from those funds. Losing that means that we had to reevaluate our criteria for testing.
Right. And so I want to point out that this is not the only thing in San Antonio that's being impacted by the loss of these CDC funds. You know, federal vaccine funding for San Antonio has also been lost. And so the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District is going to have to stop their free vaccination clinics starting July 1st. So we're going to focus on AIDS, but I just wanted to mention that this is happening in other areas that impact public health.
Exactly. And immunizations are very near and dear to my heart as well. And so that's heartbreaking to hear.
And so now you mentioned the San Antonio Reproductive Justice Fund, and that's helping out here.
Yes.
So that's something that the city council provided. And is city council, are they able to provide other funding as well to try to shore this up?
You know, when we received that grant last November, we were told it's a one-year only grant, and it's specifically for women. We had said that we would test 800 women a year based on previous years. We're 6 months into that grant, and we've already tested 600 people. So we're actually going to run out of funds on that. Could the city add to that? Hopefully, we would very much like them to. I'm working on data now to show how effective that testing has been. And it's because of that grant that we're still able to test women.
And when you say women, you mean people who identify as women?
And people assigned female at birth. So the transgender women and males are usually tested under the DSHS or the Department of State Health Services fund. So this particular grant for the City of San Antonio is for people assigned female at birth.
All right. Our phone lines are open if you want to have a question or comment about what's happening to this very important sector of public health in San Antonio, how the loss of this funding is critical, it's heartless, it's cruel, there's no sense to it. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. What does the loss of this funding for free HIV AIDS and STD testing in San Antonio, what does this mean for overall public health?
Well, it means it's devastating. So just looking back at our numbers for the past 5 months, we identified 6 new people with HIV. That's out of 897 tests. So six people with new diagnoses of HIV who would not have been diagnosed if not for this. That means they wouldn't get into care. When you're in care and you're in care early, the treatment means that you can become undetectable and untransmissible, and you can live a long, healthy life. But if you don't know you have HIV, you don't get into care. So that's already critical. We also had eight individuals who were returned to care. So they were tested. They didn't tell us. They knew that they had been diagnosed years ago and had never gotten into care, and they came to us. And so we were able to diagnose them again and link them into care. If we don't have that testing mechanism available, those folks don't get into care. And that's just one agency. There's many agencies throughout the city that do this, and they're all facing the same situation.
But also, if someone, you test them, you tell them you have HIV, you have AIDS, they now know that they have to alter their behavior.
Alter their behavior, ideally get into care.
But also limit their activities?
Well, what we do, we recommend that they use condoms, but most importantly, that they get into medical care and start treatment right away. Generally, we can start you that same day or within a couple of days and get you to a point where we call undetectable. That means your viral load is so low that it looks like you don't have the virus in your body and you can't transmit it. Certainly, we educate people about using condoms. We recommend that people who are in relationships with somebody with HIV, that they get on PrEP, which is a medication that you can take to prevent HIV. So there's a lot of education that goes involved with when we test somebody, we explain all these different situations. So even for folks that are not diagnosed, talking to them about PrEP is a great opportunity to prevent future infections.
So San Antonio also qualified for PrEP funding because of the size of the community that has HIV. Is that funding still available?
No. That's part of our grant that we had from the state was for specifically for PrEP, which was the testing. Testing is part of it. Part of it is providing PrEP services. Now, we can still provide PrEP services because we have other funds through our clinic and our pharmacy where we're able to provide PrEP services. And I want to make that clear. I believe all of us are still able to provide PrEP services, but it's the testing portion of it that's been hit, as well as the education portion of it, by this pause.
How much money are we talking about?
So for the San Antonio AIDS Foundation, our grant for this year, it's calendar year 2025, is $495,000. And that's the first year of a five-year grant. I believe the other agencies probably received something similar.
So $500,000?
Right.
That's what we're talking about?
Right.
And lives are being put at risk. We're threatening to increase the spread of AIDS in San Antonio. Something that basically is not even a rounding factor in, you know, the CDC's budget.
Right. It's pennies to all of us taxpayers, and it's so essential. And it's not just HIV, it's syphilis. We have a significant problem of syphilis in our city and in our state. Congenital syphilis is a huge problem for pregnant women. Babies born with syphilis can be stillborn, as well as other complications. And we actually diagnosed 11 new syphilis cases this year. Then we also test for gonorrhea and chlamydia. Those are extremely high rates in all populations here in San Antonio. And the stopping of this funding makes it very difficult for us to do those tests as well.
This isn't just happening in San Antonio. Is it happening in every major city?
It's so across the state. Every state agency that received these funds in Texas received a letter over the weekend telling them to pause all activities. But it's not just Texas. Los Angeles has received similar letters. They had a few extra weeks to plan for it. And I believe probably most cities that receive the CDC funding have received this information.
So I'm just trying to process everything you told me earlier about the different demographics and how they can be looked at. So are people being turned away? Or is there someone who shows up and says, you don't qualify?
So I believe very strongly in being transparent as possible. So on our website, on our Facebook page, all our social media, and a big sign on the door, we list if you're part of these populations, we can test you. If you're not part of these populations, there's other opportunities like Planned Parenthood or some private clinics. Some of those cost, so it's a little bit difficult. But we have had to turn some folks away, yes.
And what happens then?
Well, when we turn them away, we give them education. We still spend time talking to them, and we give them other places where they might be able to go to get tested. And we give them the contact information, recommend that you call those places first to make sure that they are available, but it might actually cost you.
Does hepatitis also get tested?
We do test for hepatitis C. We have one grant that allows us to do that. It's a small population. It's only for men. I would say we do about 20 of those a month.
Right. So all of these things definitely add to how public health is being degraded by cuts to the CDC under Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again attitude.
Absolutely. When you have a Health and Human Services Secretary that doesn't believe that HIV causes AIDS, you know it's a disaster for the country. Prevention, surveillance, those are the things that we do to prevent new outbreaks. We prevent new diseases by doing this prevention. And if we can't do the prevention, we're going to see, unfortunately, a lot more death.
We have a lot of people like yourself who are working in this community who feel very passionate about trying to make this work and find solutions and find ways to deliver this important health care. Have you heard anything from the new city council, our reset for city council? Are they going to take this up, you know?
I have not heard yet. I'm very hopeful. I'm preparing data for them so I can share with them what, you know, the money that they granted to us this past year has already had a huge impact in identifying new HIV cases, gonorrhea and chlamydia, and syphilis. So I want to show them the data and say, we could use your help for more.
All right, we got to take a break here. Our phone lines are open. We do want to hear from our listeners. What do you think needs to be done? Would you call your city council person and encourage them to support HIV testing in San Antonio? This is a community conversation, and we need your input on this. How to move forward? How do we protect each other? 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The source continues after this.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The Center for Disease Control has cut funding for HIV and AIDS and STD testing here in San Antonio and other communities across Texas and other parts of the country. We know this is going to hurt public health in San Antonio. We're joined by Charisse Rohr Allegrini. She is with the San Antonio AIDS Foundation here to talk about what do these cuts mean and what can be done to continue providing these essential services. If you have a question or a comment, we want to hear from you. 833-877-8255-833-TPR-TALK. So education has always been a big part of trying to deal with AIDS and help with the community on that. What's happening with education funding on this?
Well, so there's not a lot of education funding to begin with, but there is a CDC grant called Ending the HIV Epidemic, which is administered through the San Antonio Metro Health District. We receive a small amount of funds from that program to conduct education sessions in schools and colleges and community groups. We have been told that that also has been paused, which will have an impact on us. Now, it's summertime, so we're not doing as much, which gives us a little bit of time to regroup. And fortunately, that program draws resources from a number of grants. So we're hoping that by the time school starts again, we'll have some more funds for that. But that does have a huge impact. Similarly, as we said, we do a lot of education while testing. Even if someone doesn't qualify for testing, maybe because they're not the right demographic, or even because they're in the window period. The window period is a time when we don't test you because that test isn't going to be accurate. We have to wait a certain number of weeks. But that still gives us an opportunity to educate you about how to prevent HIV and the other STIs, things that you can do to better take care of yourself. If we are not testing, we don't have the opportunity to do that education. So these cuts will affect everywhere.
Could this money be made up with fundraisers? I mean, the AIDS Foundation, y'all do have fundraisers?
We have fundraisers. We had our big web party during Fiesta, and we have a number of small events coming up. Fundraisers are essential. They don't bring in that much money. You get more from donations. And I've been very, very grateful to a number of our donors who have contacted me in the last 2 weeks and are sending in checks. That is helping tremendously. But that's never going to be enough. It's not going to make up $500,000.
Right. So you can only have so many bake sales.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I might be able to get 20 tests out of those bake sales, but I'm not going to get 400 tests.
All right. So the fact that the CDC, this is coming from a conservative administration, any indication that this is being targeted, that they, you know, like they don't have a lot of empathy for this community?
Well, that's definitely part of it. You know, that's something that we've always dealt with. This is a community that's been marginalized. And a lot of people will say, well, they should just have better habits. But that's not how the world works. We want to protect everybody. And I guarantee you that everybody knows somebody that's impacted by HIV or sexually transmitted infection in some way. And yes, I do believe that this community is being targeted. I think that in general, at the national level, there is a move away from prevention for any healthcare, as we discussed immunizations earlier. Immunizations aren't a marginalized population that they impact. They impact us all, and we're moving away from that. So there's a move away from all preventive health services, which is just devastating. But yes, I do believe that HIV and sexual health is an area that's especially being targeted right now.
Right. And you can call in if you have a question or a comment, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. If you want to join the conversation to discuss how cuts from the Trump administration, the CDC, is taking away free HIV testing here in San Antonio, I would love to hear from you, 833-877-8255. So this isn't the only thing that they're cutting. You know, there's also looking at the new budget from the Trump administration, the 2026 budget. They're looking at totally canceling the Ryan White money.
Yes.
So this seems to be just the first cut, and the next one will be even deeper.
Right. That is devastating. I'm still very hopeful that Ryan White funding will not get cut. So we provide care to about 2,000 people living with HIV, most of them through Ryan White funding. And that and we're only one agency in the city. There's multiple agencies that provide these resources. Again, having access to medication and medical care is essential for survival and stopping the epidemic. If that funding goes away and it makes it more difficult for people to get access to their medical care and the services that they need, that can prove disastrous. And I swear, daily I have a patient that asks me what's going to happen. And I try to be very hopeful and say that right now we still have funding. Right now we still have funding. We're hopeful for the next round of funding. We're hopeful it's not going to stop. But I can't guarantee that.
A lot of this funding has been approved by Congress. It's not discretionary funds that are under the White House.
Mm-hmm.
This is money that has been approved. So are there lawsuits? Has this been somebody pushing back saying this money has been approved and it's supposed to be spent in this manner?
There are lawsuits. So, you know, we're a small agency. We don't have the resources
for that.
Right, but
there are probably
advocates. There are, you know, San Francisco AIDS Foundation and a number of the other very large agencies have filed a number of lawsuits because, as you said, this money has already been allocated by Congress. We thought we at least had a couple of years before we would have an impact because the money is already there. We're already told we're going to get it, and now they're holding back. So there are a number of organizations that have stepped up to fight for us all.
There are people who are probably thinking these cuts would never impact me. That's not my lifestyle, so I don't need to worry about this. Sorry, it sucks to be you, but it's not my problem. Do you think these people could are they don't understand really what's happening, and it could impact them.
I think, as I said, we all know somebody that's been impacted. So we may not know it, they may not be out about their status, but most of us know somebody who has been impacted by HIV or a sexually transmitted infection of any sort. And so it does affect us. It affects us all. It affects our future. The only way we were able to prevent slow down the AIDS epidemic of the 80s and 90s is through access to medication, and the Ryan White program was huge. Ryan White is named for a young boy who got HIV through blood transfusion. Because of the efforts of folks to test the blood, then we were able to prevent transmission through blood transfusions after that. Unfortunately, Ryan White lost his life, but he's immortalized with this program. Cutting that funding would be a slap in the face to his family and to everyone else that suffered.
If this funding goes away, if free testing, available testing, if it just kind of like dies because of the Trump administration's, they want to save a penny here, how bad could it get? I mean, could we see, you know, AIDS becoming roaring back?
We absolutely could. So HIV roaring back, and if we don't have access to treatment, then we can see AIDS developing.
Even though we have good medical science
yes.
now.
I've said so many times, I came of age in the 1980s. I remember those days, and we didn't have medication, and it was terrifying. I'm terrified of going back to the 80s and experiencing that again, especially because we do have medication available. We just have to make it accessible to all.
How did you... when you heard that this funding was being cut and these dollars were being lost, and how did you hear about that?
So I was actually visiting my mother in California over the weekend, and a partner of ours in another city called me late on Friday night and said, did you get a letter from DSHES, the state health department? And I said, no, and I wasn't in the office that day. And I checked my email. I didn't have anything. We talked back and forth and said, okay, well, we might be getting a letter too. I contacted a number of other agencies. It was late Friday. They hadn't heard yet either. But on Sunday afternoon, I was checking my email constantly because I was a little bit prepared for it. I received an email saying, on Sunday, I received the email saying, as of yesterday, you have to stop all of your work on this grant. And so I immediately contacted my staff, contacted some of our board, and we put out a notice on social media that we had to at least pause for a few days while we figured out the criteria for testing with the remaining funds that we had.
So there was a level of disbelief, though, like denial. This can't be right. This can't be true. This is nuts.
Well, I was hoping when I heard on Friday, the group that called me, they have a different grant but similar funding stream. I thought, well, maybe it's just that grant, not our grant. Maybe we'll be lucky. I'm a very hopeful person. but part of me was like, it's coming. I knew it was going to come, and we had to move into action pretty quickly. And again, this has affected everybody across the state.
And do people generally know about this? I mean, we don't need any more reasons to go on protest, but
no.
It seems like there needs to be an outcry.
There needs to be an outcry. And that's why, you know, I appreciate being here, and I've been very transparent about it because I think the community needs to know. We need to call our senators. We need to call our representatives. We need to call our city council and say, this is critical. We have to make sure there's funding for public health in general, all of public health, and specifically, you know, for HIV and STI. The only way that's going to happen is if we pressure those that we elect to force them to make this happen.
And to save a few pennies here, that could cost much more down the line.
It costs many lives, and it's very expensive. It's much cheaper to prevent infection than it is to treat infection. So if I can prevent 100 cases,
early.
Identify it early, get somebody in care, I've now stopped maybe 10 more new infections because I've got somebody in care.
So tell me again real quick, where does someone go? Tell me, like, where physically would I take myself to go?
No, you can come to the San Antonio AIDS Foundation. There's the Elmo.
Where is that?
818 East Grayson Street.
Okay.
We can test you, but look at our website to see the criteria.
Okay, and where else?
So there's the Elmo Area Resource Center. They're a similar organization to us. I don't have their address. I believe they're on Frio Street.
Uh-huh.
Beat AIDS, Kind Clinic, Apollo Wellness are all ones that provide free testing, but they all have criteria.
People need to know their sexual health status.
They absolutely do.
All right, Charisse Rohr Allegrini, thank you so much from the San Antonio AIDS Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for hearing us today.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.